Necropolis Ballondo. This necropolis is from the 3rd to 4th century after Christ. It's Roman. Well, a series of tombs appear, most of them rectangular in shape. Right now you can see quite an important set, well, almost 100. I encourage everyone who has the choice and the possibility to visit it. Tourism in Berzocana. Smart tourist signs in audio format. Roman necropolis. In 1978, an interesting necropolis was discovered. The torrential water in the month of April uncovered some tegilas, and digging a bit deeper, abundant remains of pottery were found. The site was located in the La Dehesa de Ballondo pasture in the Berzocana area. After informing the authorities, a series of archaeological excavations were organized per field. All of this was headed and directed by Professor Sánchez Zagal, and well, there's a publication about it, and it can be consulted. Judging by the remains found, we can date the necropolis to around the 3rd and 4th centuries AD. The necropolis, located to the northeast of the settlement, includes numerous tombs of diverse types, although it's possible to distinguish between burial and cremation. Some may be much older. Their grave goods, consisting of plates, pots, necklaces, glasses, and the remains of weapons, have been recovered. Most of the extracted material is on display in the Geoparks Archaeological Interpretation Center. And the grave goods that were found are all documented and deposited in the corresponding museums, of course. And well, the objects do show evidence of what a mine worker was like. A small piece of bone appeared, which has remained, even though the soil is considerably basic and has eaten away quite a lot of the bone. But it did appear, and well, quite a lot of pottery. It was not an extraordinarily rich area either. Extreme abundance cannot be seen, but there were some luxurious pieces, as we were saying, of tierra sigillata, stamped ceramics, and this is what is more or less visitable now. The two types of burials that were found correspond to the two cultures that still coexisted at the time, the ancient Celts that still cremate their dead, and the new burial rites that the Romans brought to the peninsula and spread everywhere. Some tombs and others are clearly distinguishable from each other. Almost all Celtic graves are grouped together in one part of the cemetery and have a circular marker around them. Some of them, as I said, are simple. Just a hole in the ground and little more. And others do appear at the sides with stone slabs and were covered with what are known as tegilas. The hole was marked with tegilas, or Roman tiles, in the richest tombs. In others it was marked with stones, and some had no more than a hole. The tegula is the Roman tile, which is a flat piece with an imbrice, an overlap, which in the end were tiles for roofs, but in the Roman world it was also a widespread practice to use them to cover relevant tombs. They were even covered in the form of a triangle, or flat, but they were widely used in the Roman world. In some of these niches, small remains of bones have been found, as well as the clothes worn by the deceased. Traces of iron were also found in the form of buckles. Vessels and objects were placed next to the remains of the deceased, along with offerings for the afterlife. However, in the tomb of a Celt of the Breton tribe, what we find is a hole that's circular in shape, just like the mark that would later be placed around the remains. A small part of the nearby settlement, of Roman origin, was also excavated and yielded numerous important remains. These include a lead ingot, with its weight written in Roman pounds, and an inscription in the Celto-Iberian language, as well as a boar's head. The relationship of the necropolis and the settlement with mining activity is unquestionable, given the remains found and the proximity of mines in the area. The best way to visit the necropolis is to follow the route that leads from the Plaza de Berzocana, the Berzocana Square. You can do it on foot, by car, or you can find a mixed solution by doing the route on foot from the entrance of the Dehesa Estate. A QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the support of the Berzocana Town Council. Fernando Grande has intervened in this episode.